We continue another case of Yevomais. Another example of Eishet Achos Shelo Boilama. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Umeis Echad Mehem. We'll call them Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven died, and they died without children. And so now Shimon is supposed to be Miyabim, the wife of Reuven. V'yibim Hashen is Eishes Achiv, and Bemet Shimon married, did Yibim to the wife of his brother. So now Shimon is married to Reuven's original wife plus his own wife. After already Shimon did Yibim to the wife of Reuven, the deceased Reuven, then Levi was born, the third brother was born. So there'd be room to say that in respect to Levi we have no problem, because the whole problem we had in the previous Mishnah was that Levi was born when there was a certain woman that was already a Yevama. She was already in the status of requiring Yibum before he was born. So this woman was already usher to him, and she remains usher to him forever. But if he was born already after the second brother was Miyabim her, there's room to say, afterwards Miyabim her, so she has a new status. She's considered the wife of the second brother. She has nothing to do with the first brother. And in respect to the second brother was alive. It says the third brother, Levi, was alive at the time of the death of the second brother. Even so, since Lamaisa, this wife, is the wife of the first brother, and that brother died before this third brother Levi was born, she remains also, and she's Yosef Mishum Eisus Ovo Shalai Beloma, Vashni, the second wife, is Mishum Tzorosa, because that's the rule. If one of the wives is also to me, or also to the Yovam, then the Yovam is all the wives are also to the Yovam. Also B'maima, if this Shimon did only Maimer to Reuven's wife, Maimer is only Edin D'Rabbanon, Umeis, and then afterwards Shimon died. Shnia choletzes v'lemis yabemis. The same thing. The first one, the wife of Reuven, is also to this lady, because that's Eishet Sashe Lo Boilama. That's Issacharis. What about the co-wife? We're saying since it's not really a co-wife, because he really never did Shimon never did Yibam to Reuven's wife. He only did Maimer. Therefore, it asks them to do Yibam, but they should do Chalitza. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Miyabim Lezer Mem Sheyilta Oicholetz LaEizim Mem Sheyilta. Rabbi Shimon says a tremendous chiddush. His chiddush on the Tanakam, and he says that if his brother Levi was born after Shimon was already Miyabim the wife of Reuven, it's considered Shimon's wife. Since Levi was born before Shimon died, there's no problem, because the halacha is that if the brother's around before his brother died, he could do Yibum.